This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A severe thunderstorm watch has been issued for the entire eastern half of the state this evening until 10 p.m. The worst of it's in the I-25 corridor. Hail, damaging winds, and tornadoes are possible. Money to help Denver prevent nuclear attacks that was frozen by the Trump administration in February is flowing again. Denver and the other cities around the U.S. sued the administration over the move, alleging the cuts were unconstitutional. But now officials say they are again getting hundreds of thousands of dollars in reimbursements to help detect radioactive materials. Coloradans are expressing deep concerns about the rise of cost of living.
That's according to the Colorado Health Foundation's Pulse poll. Nearly 9 in 10 of those polled rated the rising cost of living as an extremely or serious problem. That was followed by the cost of housing, the cost of health care, and homelessness, which at least 74% called an extremely or serious problem. Here's Lori Weigel, Republican pollster with Newbridge Strategy.
It's stark to note that those in the lowest income categories, 84%, tell us either they're just getting by or really struggling financially.
A team of researchers collected responses from more than 2,300 people from mid-April to mid-May. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A woman who took part in a scheme to steal mail-in ballots in Mesa County last November will avoid jail time. Instead, Sally Maxedon will serve 100 hours of community service. She pleaded guilty yesterday to one count of election forgery and one count of voting twice. This is CPR News.